This golden-skinned, sexy-as-sin alien had just about kissed the daylights, and nightlights, and headlights, and flashlights out of her. Holy cowballs, the guy had skills. Or maybe it had been too long since she'd been kissed. Still, she was neither going to bed with a man she'd met a half an hour ago, nor having sex with an alien. What if he had, like, two penises? Or his penis had teeth? Or was covered in fur? Strangely, all the fur she'd seen when they'd been at the crash was gone. Who knew what alien bodies did? He wasn't of this world. She couldn't assume. But what she did know, just from the feel of him between her legs when they'd kissed, he was effing huge. She pushed against him, trying to get away from all that deliciousness. He didn't budge. Put me down.
I enjoy having you in my arms. I have no intention of letting you go anytime soon.
Damn it! No means no! You set me down right now or I'll scream bloody murder and bring the men in black back here to dissect you like an insect in a second! He tilted his head to the side.
Why?
Why what?
Why do you want me to stop kissing you and put you down? You brought me to your pleasure den. You are turned on by the look of your erect nipples. I will give you many orgasms, and we are safe now. Let us engage in your planet's sexual rituals. Would you prefer to be on the top or the bottom?
Katie gulped. Many orgasms? Yes, please. Wait. No. Because I don't sleep with men or aliens I've just met. He searched her face, looking genuinely confused.
Why not?
His blatant sexual interest in her was overwhelming. Her plan to avoid whatever alphabet agency had worked better than expected. Kissing a fugitive to hide from the bad guys was the oldest ploy in the movies. Obviously, it had convinced this sexy beast, too. He'd probably never seen a movie.
Because?
He nodded.
Ah. Earth customs require me to seduce you first. If you lay on your back, I can use my tongue to bring you the first orgasm of our joining.
Katie wriggled out of her giant sex-on-the-brain alien's grasp, his chest hair sliding deliciously over her nipples. She splashed down into the warm water and wrapped her arms around herself, hiding at least part of her exposed boobs. You and your tongue need to stay away from me.
Do you not enjoy oral pleasures? Perhaps you do not have that custom in your culture. I promise, you will like it.
I enjoy it just fine. I just don't want it from you. That was a big fat lie. If it weren't for the water, he would be able to see exactly how much her body was begging to let his tongue play with every single part of her. Bad nipples. Bad nipples.